and I think we have him on the line. Mayor Giuliani, are you there?
Yes, you know, let me just say this, first of all. When you refer to it, it's so apt. You know, something I you know, it's no something you would say. You bring up the Twilight Zone. I heard you bring up the Twilight Zone, which, of course, was a product of one of the all-time left-wing communists, Rod Sterling. And Rod Sterling, whatever his name was, but I know he was a communist, and he was no good.
Well, Mayor Giuliani, how do you feel Mayor Bloomberg did during the strike, and what would you have done differently?
First of all, there wouldn't have been a strike. There wouldn't have been a strike. I would have done things totally differently. I thought the guy did a terrible job. I mean, some of the nasty language he used, I appreciate calling these guys, you know, bums and things like that, which they are. But, you know, he didn't go far enough. I would have done a lot of things different, a lot of things different. There would not have been a strike. I would have had probably had Bernie Kerik take a bunch of other former police officers and roughed up, probably roughed up, which he deserves. Roger Tossin, you know, this criminal from some criminal drug gang probably in Trinidad. That's in this.
And I hate to interrupt this, Rudy Giuliani,
undermining our system
on WBAI, as a matter of fact, but we do have a phone call here. Hello, you guys there?
Yeah, I can hear you. John, can you hear?
Yeah, no, I can hear. It's great to hear that we're out there in California. We're the new Bob and Ray, me and Randy Credico.
I was just playing this. Yeah, Randy was doing Mayor Giuliani on WBAI. Is that true?
Yeah, what you have to realize in context, the transit strike had ended on Friday, and we did the show on Saturday. So there was you know, a lot of talk about what the contract and everything was about. So we had Randy come on as Mayor Giuliani to critique the Mayor Bloomberg. And he came on by saying that, you know, he disagreed with Bloomberg, he wasn't tough enough, he doesn't lock up enough black people, and that how he would have handled the strike, he would have arrested the 34,000 transit workers, put them on Rikers Island, and take the prisoners there and have them drive the buses and trains to work. So what happened, people were listening to this, and someone called another radio station stating that they heard Giuliani on BAI saying he was going to use prisoners to break the strike. Then everybody starts calling everybody, and they wanted this African-American group to issue a statement condemning Mayor Giuliani for the statements that he made on WBAI.
Oh, my God. So they thought that was actually him.
Yeah, I mean, he does do a very good impression of Mayor Giuliani, and it's not beyond the realm of possibility that Giuliani would have done it had he been the mayor.
What do you think of all this, Scooter? I hear you chuckling in the background.
Yeah, so I just thought it was kind of funny to have a full-scale radio meltdown in New York City. It's kind of very Orson Welles, you know?
So has there been complaints to the station about this, or what?
Oh, no. There's been compliments that, you know, we were able to write something that was so, you know, unbelievable, yet but a little bit of credibility with it, you know, that people actually believe that we were interviewing Mayor Giuliani about what he was doing. And his, I mean, we even started it off that Mayor Giuliani is now taking time out for him from his 1,000th press conference about the Twin Towers on 9/11, because that's all he ever did. Ever since the Twin Towers went down, he's been holding press conferences for the past 5 or 6 years now. So we started it off like that, and then, you know, Randy does great impressions of George Bush, and, you know, and I want to thank you guys out there for playing some of the comedy bits, because the guy is a tremendous comedian.
The CCCP, here we play that a lot on Free Radio Santa Cruz when we can get it.
Yeah, actually, we'll be doing it live on WBAI. You can listen at WBAI.org this Thursday from 11 to 12 East Coast time. So if anybody wants to hear it live, you'll be able to hear that because Randy will be taking phone calls as the President of the United States toward the end of the show.
Yeah, the thing with you and Randy from Radio Free Aaron from this past Saturday is going to be on at a couple hours.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Today.
That's cool. That sounds good. Yeah, I was just playing some of that. I was like actually just going through it, and it took me a while to find that part.
Anyway, I can't hear Bob, so it's our first.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit now, yeah.
So anyway, again, who are we talking to? I'm so sorry. This is a real quick phone call deal.
All right, I am John McDonough. I do an Irish radio show, but I also do the comedy here at WBAI in New York.
I recognize your voice.
For visible means of income, I drive a yellow taxi in Manhattan, and I just pulled in to talk to you guys.
And by the way, the Irish show that John McDonough, it's not your fife and fiddle type show, actually. It's a little on the radical side.
There's no green beer and leprechauns. There's a lot of British agents.
There is here.
Performers we have a talk about, but none of that.
There's a lot of that here. Let's see. Get out of there. All right, never mind. I was talking to some leprechauns. Anyway, well, thanks for getting on and letting us know what's going on. So has there been any other repercussions or anything? Like, I mean, it's kind of funny that they would come after
him. Oh, no, no. The only repercussions is we have to do it more.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, and just hammering away at all these bastards, man, that are, you know, we're worried about transit workers retiring at 55 and having pre-medical benefits and getting a decent wage. People are complaining. They have it too good. They have it too good. So, you know, we're going to keep hammering away at that.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, Bob.
Thanks, Scooter, for calling
okay,
in.
Okay, see ya.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Freak Radio.
See you, John.
Freak
Radio
Syracuse.
I got a recording of what we just did.
Yeah?
So I'm going to put that together with the thing that I get from BAI.
Deal
okay.
And put that into one piece, and I'll let you know when it's up.
All right, thanks, Scooter.
We'll play it already for Houston tonight.
Okay.
I would probably, when you talk about torture, this may be an instance where, this city could have been attacked, all right? This is the reason why the president needs the power to go around the FISA courts and surveil U.S. citizens. I'm not even sure these guys are U.S. citizens, you know? I know they're black, so I'm not for sure.
But Mayor Bloomberg has reported in the New York Post that you would have locked up everybody and put them on Rikers Island. What would you have done with the people on Rikers Island?
I would have made those guys drive the trains at gunpoint. In other words, you take all the guys, Rikers Island, right? Let them finish their hot dogs, and then that would be their food for the shift. Let them drive the trains, okay? Let them drive the trains, and then, you know, next year, you switch. You go back and forth. This way, you don't have to pay for it.
It's
like a furlough program. They get to ride around the city for nothing for 1 year. Then you replace them, bring back the old workers, make them drive. This way, you've solved everything.
And that would be like a two-tier system.
Yes. I've always wanted to expand Rikers. Not enough people out there. But it's not big enough. Not big enough. This way, you don't have to break. You've already got prison cells, these metal prison cells. Underground, you keep these guys on the ground with all the other rats, and that's the way I would have at least tried it. Why not try it?
You're just full of ideas. It's also being reported that your uncle, Benito Mussolini, made the trains run on time, and you feel an affinity towards him to do the same thing here in the city.
Well, you know, my uncle, may he rest in peace, a great man, may he rest in peace, uncle, who really did make the trains run on time. He would have tolerated this stuff. He was a man who knew how to make the trains run. And just before he died, I sat there and I said, I'd love to cut down this piano wire, get you off, Uncle Benito, and give you a big hug. But I will, in your memory, one day do the same thing that you did, make the trains run on time, which I did. They ran on time when I was the mayor, even though I didn't let them run that often.